Welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year! We are officially in 2023. Before we get into the forecast for January, I just want to mention, of course, that this is a general forecast. If you would like a personal reading, or if you would like your own personal year ahead forecast, book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. Here we go. So a new year, a new energy to work with. We leave the energy of the six behind in 2022, and we jump into the very practical and very ethereal landscape of the seven energy for the universal cycle of 2023. So if you haven't already, again, be sure to listen to your previously posted 2023 year ahead forecast for your specific life path number. Those are up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for your listening pleasure. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to first look at the collective energy for January 2023, which will sort of explore the cycle that we'll all be working with for this month. And then we'll take a look at the month ahead, including the energies for the new and the full moons of January for each life path number. Okay, so January 2023 is an eight universal cycle. And so what this means is collectively, we will be feeling much more focused, much more determined, and more motivated this month. So we're ready to make big strides on some of our greatest visions, and we can feel the excitement growing around creative projects and collaborations that sort of fuel our passions. This energy is saying, let's go. Under this energy, it's important to not see limitations as indicators that something is not achievable or that it isn't for you. We're meant to acknowledge those limitations and then call in the people and the resources that are the experts within those areas to assist, while we focus our own energy on the areas where we are the experts and where we can let our light shine the brightest. Eight energy understands the importance of collaboration and teamwork. It doesn't try to do it all alone, and it certainly understands that it isn't the expert at everything. The goal is to focus on and emphasize our own strengths while also allowing others to contribute in the same way. When we try to be the best at everything and fail to see our own limitations as an opportunity to allow someone else's strengths to shine through, then we restrict ourselves and, in turn, restrict others. So this is a great month to ask for assistance and to accept that assistance without trying to control it, right? So the month of January may start off a little slow, but by mid-month, the energy will be pushing us to get started on whatever it is that we set our sights on. Money and financial affairs could also come up this month, and you could see sort of an influx of resources, perhaps an uptick in clients or sales, or if you've applied for, you know, a new job or a promotion, you could see that come through at this time. New contracts could be initiated at this time as well. So if you're a freelancer or, again, like work with clients, you may see an uptick there. Or for some, unexpected costs could surface at this time to have you to take a closer look at your spending and or your money management. This is a great energy when it comes to career or how you sort of make your money or your resources in the world. So if you're looking for work or if you're looking to change jobs, this is a very supportive energy to help you not only get your foot in the door, but bust through that door and get seen. So again, this is great energy for getting your name out there, putting yourself out there, getting seen, being recognized, getting those promotions, getting more clients, getting more sales, all of those things. This is very ambitious energy that we're working with, right? Or we have the opportunity to work with. Don't be afraid of taking risks this month, especially mid-month and onwards. Don't be afraid to promote yourself. And again, get your name out there, get yourself out there. Don't be afraid to be seen in whatever ways feel aligned for you. Not necessarily what feels comfortable for you, because sometimes we do have to step outside that comfort zone, right? But in ways that feel aligned. So it feels good, even though it might be a little scary, or it might be, again, different from how you're used to doing it. That is the power of the eight. It's going to sort of push us beyond our beyond those comfort zones. And that can include, again, like asking for assistance, asking for where you need help, where it is that you have those limitations. There is power in that, and the eight energy is going to assist us in doing that. The energy of the eight reminds us that if we don't speak up and ask for what we want, then the answer is always going to be no. So be confident and bold and go for it. This vibration will also ask us to sort of proceed with honesty and integrity. Shady business isn't supported under this vibration, and using others to get ahead now might work initially, but the fall will be greater than the rise. So anything done without integrity, especially under the vibration of the eight, is not sustainable and will eventually crumble. So it's best to build from a foundation of honesty and integrity to begin with. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the month of January for your specific life path number now. Life path 22-4. So I pulled an animal spirit message for you all for January, and you got chimpanzee energy. And so I feel like you guys have gotten this recently, but anyway, it's coming out again. So what's coming through with this is playfulness, balance, going with the flow, but having fun. There's something here, and this is so fitting for 22-4s, who can sometimes be more serious and really like focused and all of that, to just sort of release control a little bit and let your hair down and have some fun and just, you know, do what really brings you pleasure and find your joy and get back into a hobby that, you know, you really enjoy or whatever, right? And so it's just definitely this energy of playfulness and joy coming through. So if you've lost touch with that side of yourself, your inner child, this is a month to reignite that, to let your inner child run free, to see what it wants to explore, to check in with yourself, that inner child, and just allow yourself time to play, to have fun, to laugh, to have a belly laugh, right? Like, surround yourself with people that bring you joy, with nature, with animals, with, you know, around children, whatever. But definitely something strong coming through here around not taking things quite so serious. Just unclenching the jaw, releasing the shoulders, and just have fun. It's interesting because I definitely, you know, I have 22-4 energy in my life path as far as influencing energies. And it's interesting. I remember at one point last year, I was like, I seriously need to schedule in fun. Like, I need to be very like aware and cognizant of the fact that I need to experience joy. And I think that that's like it's actually a sort of a normal thing for fours, right? 22 fours, 13 fours, fours, 31 fours, whatever. Because we can sometimes get so serious, like get serious real quick, right? And like, just feel like we have a lot on our shoulders. And so, whatever you need to do to lighten the load, to delegate, to find your joy and allow yourself permission and time to experience that joy without feeling like you're not being productive or whatever the case may be. With chimpanzee coming through, just play, have some fun, enjoy yourself, go on a vacation, something like that. You know, this is a great time for it. And if you don't know, you know, how playful chimpanzees can be, just watch a YouTube video or, you know, Google it online and just watch them. Watch them in their natural habitat, and it's just fun to watch. Get inspired by the chimpanzee. Okay, so January for you all, of course, you're working with the 8 energy, which is really beautiful, actually, going back to sort of more work, serious mode. 4s and 8s actually work together really, really well. 8s are the big picture. 4s are the details and like the focus. So working with 8 energy, 22 4s, this can be a great time for you to really get ahead and to get the information, get the, you know, plan, whatever it is that you want to work on, that sort of thing, get your ducks in a row, all of those things. This can be a great time for that as well. And I think that's probably why chimpanzee is coming through, is just like that reminder to find your balance, to not get overly consumed by this very strong, ambitious energy of the 8 that we're all working with collectively in January. because it can definitely get out of control pretty quick. I mean, it's easy for 22 fours to go to the extreme when it has to do with like perfection or, again, like overworking, the workaholic, that sort of thing. So definitely maintain your balance this month for sure. So not only are you all working with the 8 energy, but you're also working with the energy of the 3. So this tells me that this is a great month for collaboration, for communication, for being cognizant and aware of how you're communicating with others, how you're communicating with yourself, how you're getting your point across. Are you collaborating with others? Are you sharing the load, right? Like, are you trying to do it all yourself or limiting yourself in that way? Or are you open to working with others, sharing ideas, and coming up with solutions that make sense for everybody? This is a great month to do that. This is also a great month for, again, like travel, for like vacations, that sort of thing. Travel for pleasure, travel for work, if that comes up, but definitely like travel for pleasure and learning something new from other cultures, from other locations, learning something new about like a different natural landscape, whatever sort of speaks to you. But this is beautiful energy for that with the 3. This is also very like creative energy. And so what's interesting about this is, so we're collectively working with the energies of the 8, which can be very, again, like ambitious, business oriented, career focused, all of those things, more like very practical. And sometimes that energy can get so, it can be so like sort of strongly physical and practical that it loses a sense of the creativity, right? And so it's like, in order to really tap back into that creative aspect or side of ourselves, guess what? We need to include play. We need to include joy. We need to include the things that light us up. And so I think, again, that's probably why chimpanzee is coming through, because, and the 3, right? Because the 3 brings the creative component. It brings that creative energy, that creative life force. And we can only really tap into that when we're not overly rigid, when we're not overly like, overly organized or overly meticulous, right? Which is very strong traits of the 22-4. And so, balance is just coming in really, really strongly for you all this month. So make sure that, you know, if you feel like you've hit a wall, if you feel like you've got writer's block or creative block or whatever, pause, hit the pause button, take a break, go for a walk, go do something that you enjoy doing, relax, and allow yourself to breathe, right? Like allow yourself that stillness or whatever, again, like sort of releases you from that sort of tension, and see what comes through for you. Because you just need, you know, when we're overly focused, when we're overly, again, like too rigid, we constrict those creative channels. And so we need to find a way to open those channels back up. So whatever works for you, but this is going to be a month where balance is going to be crucial. To really achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, right? And again, this can also be with like relationships, you know, career, business, whatever. But because we're working with the 8 energy and you all are working with the 3 energy, I would say this has probably got some very strong creative components to it. It's got some very strong like career, work, creative output aspects to it. So just pay attention to what comes through for you for that. But for you all, it's going to really be about balance this month. If you fall to one extreme, that can lead to frustration, right? And to feeling like you're not getting ahead, feeling like you're hitting a lot of walls, whatever. So just be open to finding your balance and coming back to that balance, that equilibrium, when you feel like you're falling into an extreme or when you start hitting challenges, right? We have a full moon that's happening on the 6th of January, and that is happening in the ninth house. That's happening for you all. It's illuminating the energy of the nine. So this could be interesting, actually. So again, nine energy is very like, it's not only like humanitarian, but it's also very, very spiritual energy. And so this could, again, coupled with that of the three energy that you're working with this month, this full moon could be bringing, of course, something to completion, but it's almost like the channel, the veil is like wide open, right? Like the veil is thin, the channels are open to your higher self, to a higher consciousness, right? And so pay attention to the messages that come through for you this month, through your dreams, through what someone says, through just a gut feeling. You know, it's kind of like that energy, like if you're walking down the street and you just get like this feeling like, wow, I should really go into this store, but I don't know why, I don't need anything. And then you go into the store and you meet the love of your life or something, right? It's like that kind of energy. It's very like serendipitous. And so pay attention to what comes through for you around this full moon. And with it being a full moon, of course, like I said, like the veil is thin and like there's just like magic in the air. And so, and then nine just sort of like, it just concentrates that energy. And so definitely could get some major downloads, some big intuitive hits around this full moon, some big insights, major clarity. There could definitely be some things coming to fruition. With nine energy, it's like tying things up with a nice pretty bow. It's kind of like you've done the work, now you're reaping the rewards, you're sowing the, you know, the, you're reaping the harvest, right, from the seeds that you've sown, type thing. It's typically just a nice closure to something that you've been working on. So that's very, very possible as well. Nine energy is more receptive, so again, this could be a more quiet, still period for you around this full moon. So honor whatever comes through for you. This could be a time for self-reflection, to really focus on what it is that you want to accomplish this year, what you want to do, what that looks like, what that feels like, all of those things. So beautiful energy. Again, definitely pay attention to your intuition, you know, your gut, your dreams, your daydreams, where it is that your mind sort of takes you when you sort of trail off, right? That's going to be kind of important as well, especially around this full moon. And write it down, because you may not see things kind of happen just yet. It may take some time. So write it down so you can kind of come back to it and see where you're at a few months down the road, because whatever comes in now could be significant as you move forward. January 21st, we have a new moon, which of course is like new beginnings, new initiations, planting the seeds, all of those things, like big, fresh new starts potentially. And so for you all, this is around six energy. So this is going to be things around the home, things around, intimate relationships. So relationships like, you know, like a romantic partnership or like very close friends, very close community, family, that sort of thing. So there could be some new beginnings. So this could very quite literally be like having a baby or starting a family, right? Or getting married or getting engaged or getting a divorce, or it could be like just changes within the home. But like new, that those changes create potentially big new starts, right? You could see some changes with your finances around the home, again, like big new starts, that sort of thing. Or you could see like some financial, like things come in around the home that need attention or need you to put money into it, right? So like a remodeling or fixing the chimney or adding solar panels or whatever, right? And so there's a cost associated with it. And so there may be some, like, you need to kind of look at like you're managing your money and like what you have going out versus coming in and that sort of thing. So it can kind of bring your attention to that as well. That's very possible. It could also, around this new moon, bring up some topics to be discussed, right? So if there's anything that's sort of been happening that you've sort of been trying to avoid, this new moon can kind of bring that to the forefront to be dealt with, so that everybody can kind of move forward in a healthy way, right? So definitely energy around the home. It can also be around like love. Six energy is unconditional love. It is the love that we feel, the love that we share, the love that we receive, that sort of thing. So this can very much, anytime we hit like a sixth cycle, it can absolutely bring in those soul contracts that help us to love, that help us to see love differently, that, just the focus on love and relationships, right? And so again, this can very much be like meeting a soulmate, or again, like taking a relationship to a new level, or seeing us like getting clarity around a relationship and doing something around that, right? So beautiful energy there, but definitely focus around the home around this new moon. So pay attention to whatever comes in for you with that. But beautiful energy, 22s. I definitely do think though that this is going to be go with the flow, have fun, do the things that you love, right? Like this could be, this six energy around this new moon could be like really like pushing you to do more of what you love, like what feels good for you, as opposed to like where like you feel obligated, right? And we have this conversation a lot, I think, 22 fours. Anyway, so in a very intuitive energy, right? So again, like follow your intuition, follow your inner guidance, follow what feels good for you. And the energy of chimpanzee is going to help you to do that. Of course, it's what you do with the energy, but balance for you all this month is going to be so, so key. And it's going to help you to kind of get a snapshot of what's to come over the coming months. And I think that this energy, this you help you finding your balance between like the overworking and the playing, is going to set you up in a good way, in a healthy way, to move through the energies of the coming 12 months, right? So I hope it's a beautiful January for you all, 22s. Don't forget to have fun. Schedule it in if you have to, but make the most of your time, right? In a way that feels good for you. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.